Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Inside 2 hours from tip-off of Game 2 between the Cavs and Celtics, we'll get back to that. Actually, Albert might be somebody we can talk about at the end of this interview because obviously he lives up yonder in the Massachusetts area, the Boston area. So we'll get his thoughts on that. But the schedule release is coming up. I'm cool with the schedule release. I don't mind like paying attention to it. The thing that annoys me is could drop any minute now. Could be Wednesday. Could be Thursday. And like the NFL does,
let's face it. Albert already has a schedule.
Well, even if he,
I mean, he's not probably not doing anything with it.
Well, but like, there's just so many things that, and like, if you know any reporters, you know, they know they talk about 10% or they report about 10% of what
they know.
Yeah. And so like, I guarantee you, you know, like he's going to play. This is a mafia member we got here. He's a made man. All right. Albert's not going to give us the skinny here. He's not going to endanger himself. Albert knows some things. That's all I'm saying. Like
he knows where the bodies are buried.
Yeah, which is weird that we're talking about that in relation to the NFL schedule, which is like, but like the NFL's attempts, like the NFL and teams are like, hey, don't let anybody know when it's coming. We want to kind of throw it on people. Even if, you know, it's like you spend a week leading up to it leaking all the games. Even if it's not the week leading up to it, if it's like 2 days out.
The NFL tries so hard to be relevant every single second of the year.
Well, but it's wild because they could eliminate any of the leaks. They condone the leaks, but they want to control the leaks. It's the weirdest. And here's the thing. I like it when the schedule comes out. I'm not saying that I don't, but I do not like, I'm not like, oh man, is it today? Is it tomorrow? Like when it comes out, we'll have content about the NFL schedule, but I don't wait with bated breath. It'll come out, and I'll be like, oh, the schedule's out, and then we'll go from there. And now we go from there to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome on our weekly guest. He's a gentleman, a man about town, of the MMQB. Albert Breer joins us now. Albert, we just want to know, have you seen the master prints on the NFL schedule? Blink twice if you're lying.
No. And that's one thing I really don't have much interest in getting ahead on. I know who's playing who and where and when. Outside of Christmas, doesn't really matter to me. The Christmas thing, I'm not pleased about. So you just sort of hope those teams are bad when Christmas comes, so you can actually focus on the holiday.
You think? You think the Browns are going to get many primetime games?
You know, that's one of the most more interesting elements, Dustin is. You know, I think, like, over the last couple of years, the NFL shied away from doing that because of the storyline. You know, obviously, 2 years ago with Deshaun coming on board, the awkwardness of, you know, he's on the team, but he's suspended. And then when he comes back, you know, forcing Tony Romo and Troy Aikman and Chris Collinsworth and everybody else to talk about it, right? So, you know, now has that subsided a little bit? I'm not sure. You know, because Deshaun's still a massive story in his third year on the Browns because they won with four different quarterbacks last year. And, you know, I think this is a critical year as far as his development and who he's going to be as a Cleveland Brown goes. So, I think that might be one of the more interesting elements. Like, I'll be interested to see how many primetime games. I'll also be really interested to see how many primetime games the Jets get. So, there are two things that I'd be interested in next week, I guess.
So it's
begrudgingly.
Yeah, us too. We're kind of where we've had an ongoing debate with Keith about how interesting the buildup is to it. I think the release is interesting. I just don't know the buildup to it is interesting. So this is maybe my way of thinking. You know, like the Browns obviously have not been a favorite of primetime games unless they're coming off a truly transcendent season, like what they did in 2020 during the pandemic. But, like, if you look at it, they've got a lot of really good quarterback opponents. They play Mahomes. They play Herbert. I want to say they play Aaron Rodgers. Like, they play a lot of good quarterbacks. Is that more likely to drive the primetime games than, like, what they did last year? How much – like, how does the NFL factor previous success into what they think is going to happen the next year?
I mean, I think it's simpler than that. I think they just worry about what's going to rate, you know? Like, and so – and the Cowboys would be the smoking gun on that one, right? Like, it doesn't matter if the Cowboys win six games, they're going to max out on primetime games, right? Because the Cowboys are always going to rate. So, I do think storylines play into it. And again, like little things like trying to avoid their broadcasters from being in uncomfortable positions can be a factor. And I think with Deshaun, it has been a factor. You guys might remember this, like there was the off season when, Tyreek was in legal trouble. And the Chiefs, who were, I mean, just about as sellable a product as the NFL had, and I think this is going into the 19th season, started the season, their week one game was in Jacksonville at 1 o'clock, you know? So they clearly were burying the Chiefs. So I think the one thing that drives the schedule and the scheduling of primetime games is ratings. And the one thing that serves as a deterrent against putting a team in primetime games is putting the broadcasters in uncomfortable situations because they will get called on it. How interesting are the Browns? They're really interesting. Do they still have that deterrent? Maybe a little bit. You know, like maybe Deshaun Watson's still a topic that the league is uncomfortable with, you know? And so I sort of think that they hit both those markers. And I think it makes it a little easier for the league to maybe take their foot off the accelerator a little bit. As impressive as the Browns were last year, winning with their fourth and fifth tackles and their fourth quarterback and all of that, just because they're not – I mean, they just don't have the weight. They don't carry the weight, the ratings weight, that the Cowboys certainly, the Giants, the Eagles, the Packers, the Steelers, you know, they're not one of those teams where, almost no matter who is playing for them, people will flip the game on.
Albert Breer of the MMQB on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We've already got our first quarterback rankings coming out. A little early for that, but it's never too early for quarterback rankings. From CBS Sports, Deshaun Watson ranks 17th, wedged in between Matt Stafford and Geno Smith. Is that where you would rank Deshaun Watson amongst NFL quarterbacks right now?
I mean, I like hearing you say that. My first thought is Matthew Stafford's being disrespected, being what, 16th?
Yes.
Like,
or
holy
five.
Crap. Like, huh?
I think it was five.
Oh, wait, you said fifth.
Oh, no, wait. I think I confused both of us.
No, you said 16th. You said, like, Deshaun is 17th or 16th, right?
17th, yeah.
14th.
So Stafford is 7th.
No, 16th, no, I think he's 17th.
Stafford.
I just looked at it.
Stafford is 16th, and Geno Smith is 18th.
Yeah, isn't that,
you sure about
isn't that?
That
like wildly disrespectful to Stafford?
I think so.
Who the hell is he behind? I don't know. Anyway, Deshaun hasn't played in that level in a few years now. You know, I mean, obviously we didn't see much of him in 22, and then last year, he gets hurt, and he was gone for the whole 21 season. So. I think if we were talking about quarterback ceilings, then he'd be a lot higher. At some point, though, you got to knock him down the list, don't you? Like, if you haven't seen it since 2020, like, if you haven't seen it at that level that, caused the Browns to flip three first-round picks for him, I don't know. Wouldn't you look at that and say, like, we got to move him down the list? It's a tricky one, of course, because the last time we saw a full season of Deshaun Watson, he might have been one of the five best quarterbacks in football, and they were up 24-0 in the playoffs the year before, you know, in Kansas City. So, like, there's, I mean, you know, like you have that history with Deshaun, and that's where the ceiling is, but we just haven't seen it now in 3 years, you know, and going on 4 years. So, and that's why you knock him down the list. He's a tricky one to rank, though, for that reason.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a perfect way to rank Deshaun. I will say, though, at the top of these, I'm not just going to ask you all quarterback rankings, I promise. I just, the other one that I'm going to ask you here is...
you can do whatever you want.
So. Okay, we have that written. That's a legal contract now, verbal contract. The one that I thought was most interesting, though, was Brock Purdy being ranked as the second best quarterback in the NFL behind Mahomes, in front of Josh Allen.
Wait, what?
Yeah. See? I had a Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, CJ Stroud, Lamar.
Who wrote? Is this like Prisco or something?
that would make some sense, yeah.
That's Cody Benjamin of CBS Sports.
Okay. Brock Purdy, number two?
Yes.
I mean, I probably like Brock Purdy more than the next guy, but that's insane. Like in front of Burrow and her and Allen and Lamar, really?
So we're not the only ones.
Is there like an explanation for that?
You want me to read it?
Sure.
Let's give the kid the respect he deserves. Two seasons, two NFC title games, one valiant Super Bowl effort. I think he might be related. Does he have a sterling setup in San Francisco? Yeah. Does he operate like a 10-year vet managing the pocket as both an efficient and mobile gunslinger? Also, yep.
That's it?
That would be it? Yes, yep.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I'm a big Brock Purdy guy. I might even slide him into the top 10, you know? Second in the league. Like, I mean, I don't know. That's a little rich for me. So I guess then we could discount him putting Deshaun 17. I mean, like, seriously, like, if I was on a call with you and I told you this list had Brock Purdy number 2 and Matthew Stafford number 16 and didn't tell you anything else about the list, what would you say to me?
I would say I probably wouldn't put a lot of stock into that list.
Yeah, I mean... So there we are. I mean, Matthew Stafford led a team that was carrying $75 million in dead money last year and lost his number one receiver, Cooper Kupp, right? Lost Cooper Kupp for a lot of the year and had a rookie as his number one receiver. Got that team to the playoffs. Like, we have to have some context on these things. It can't be just how far a team went. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't like one-on-one basketball. And I really respect what Brock Purdy did, but, like, I mean, have Stafford 16th is almost as crazy as having Purdy number 2, maybe more crazy. I'm going to have to go on the internet and check this out.
Albert, did the Tom Brady roast live up to the hype?
You know what was great about it was there's a lot of truth in a lot of those jokes. There's a lot of hard feelings, I think, still. And, you know, I think that this was sort of, the problem with the dynasty is sort of what made the roast really interesting is like when they put together the doc, I'm referring to the dynasty doc, right? I think a lot of the wounds were still too raw for people to have proper perspective. And so I think that made for the retelling of the facts to be really wonky. But in this setting, the fact that the wounds were still open, I think kind of gave us a window into the way some of these people still feel about each other. I mean, I don't know, guys, I'm starting to look at it like Kraft and Belichick are kind of Jimmy and Jerry now, aren't they?
Yeah, I like that. I think that's a great comparison, although maybe it won't take 30 years to get a Bill into the circle of the Patriots circle of honor or whatever the hell they call it.
Well, or maybe it will. Yeah. I think Kraft would put him up there, but like, will Bill go back for, I mean, like, I don't know, like, I like one of the most noticeable things to me about like the roast was when they bring Bill up to do the shot with Kraft. Who did Bill put his arm around? Put his arm around Kevin Hart, for Christ's sake, not Robert Kraft. You know what I mean? Like, go back and watch it. It's really fascinating. I think you can see some of the things laid bare there. You know, and I mean, Kraft, the sensitivity with the one joke about, I mean, you know, murder and suicide's on the table, but like the massage parlor isn't. Like, it's just, I think it was a really interesting window into the psychology of some of these guys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Albert, from the roast to the situation here, I'm sure you're paying attention to Cavs Celtics as well. I've been paying a lot of attention to Boston media, our brethren at WEEI, a sister station, on the days of Game 1 and Game 2. I heard nary a blip of talk about the Cavs-Celtics series. Are the entirety of Boston media sleeping on the Cavs-Celtics series, or just our sister station?
I think it would be if the Celtics lose a game to the Cavs in a series, I think the sky will be falling on the radio the next day. I'll put it that way. I think the expectation is they're going to sweep the Cavs. I think the expectation is they should sweep whoever comes out of the next Pacers series. And, like, to be honest with you, a lot of the conversation here on both TV and radio has been, like, are they going to be challenged enough when they have to face the Nuggets or the Wolves or whoever else in the finals? That's where the conversation is. So if we were to lose a game to the Cavaliers, I think things would get kind of ugly here for a 24, 48-hour period until they get back out there again. What's the conversation there? Are you guys just happy to be in it?
I would not describe it as that. I believe our thing is, are you wait-and-see mode for the Cavs? Because I think, especially after Game 1, I think there's a lot of Cavs fans who are shook about this series and the Cavs' ability just to make it a close one, which was not my reaction, but I think that was
Celtics are really good this year. I mean, I can say that objectively. They are this is the best team they've had since they won the championship, I think. Like, this is they don't even have Porzingis now, you know? Like, and, you know, hopefully he comes back at some point in the playoffs, but between Holiday, like adding Holiday to what they already had, Brown and Tatum, and it's just, I mean, you know, the way Derek White's playing, I mean, you guys don't think the Cavs have a chance, do you?
I think they have a chance to keep it competitive, but a chance.
I think they had a chance to push it to 5 or 6, but I don't think they're going to win.
Yeah.
He said he was different before game one.
Who wouldn't be?
I don't mean to come off like a jerk. Like, I
You're not a jerk.
Objectively, I objectively don't think that there's, like, I think the question is how many games it's going to take, don't you?
Yeah, I think the one thing that could change it for a lot of people is actually tonight winning. I think if the Cavs lost tonight,
if they can win in Boston, yeah.
Yeah, if the Cavs lost tonight but then won the next two games, I think people would be like, "Oh, it's going to be six." You know what I mean? Whereas right. I think, and here's the other part, the Cavs don't have a playoff win on the road under J.B. Bickerstaff. I think that's where some of the Cleveland cynicism is coming from, on top of the Cavs' struggles at the end of the season, not just Boston is really, really damn good, so which there, they are.
Is there pressure on Bickerstaff then?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If they get swept, I think he gets murked.
I that's what I love about like the NBA is like in the NFL, like coaches don't get fired in those circumstances. In the NBA, it feels like routine when the coaches get fired that make the playoffs, you know?
It's not as bad as Frank Vogel getting fired after Matt Ishbia went out a week ago saying how good things Phoenix had it.
Oh, man. That the whole situation. I don't think that one's the coach's fault, put it that way.
Yeah, I think it squarely falls on the billionaires' shoulders, but they don't fire themselves.
I think I read somewhere. Is this true? Like, I think I read somewhere that they have one pick in the next, like, eight drafts or something like that. Is that right?
Yeah, and I think it's a second-round pick.
They have like one second round pick in the next eight drafts. It's like, oh my God, yeah.
So they do have their own. So, you know, they got the Stepien rule. So they do have their own first rounders every other year. But like, they're like, you trade those to, like, once you make the pick, you can trade them. So I don't see those picks sticking either. Albert, great stuff, buddy. Enjoy the rest of this Cavs Celtics series, however long it goes. And I cannot wait to talk the schedule with you next week.
Absolutely. I think the basketball will be off the table for you guys by the time we talk next week. I'll put it that way.
I hope not, but you might be right, buddy. Be good.
All right, later.
Albert Breer, MMQB on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. It's funny, like, the two previous years when Deshaun has been ranked in the teens, there's been this fury and this outrage, you know. And in fairness, there still might be because there are going to be more quarterback rankings on the way. But I think everybody that saw the Cody Benjamin CBS Sports rankings thought, okay, yeah, 17's fine. Who cares? Because the reality is, like, if Deshaun had played 17 games last year and had been had played reasonably well, I think we'd be outraged because we'd be like, well, he kind of proved it to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he hasn't been healthy. 2 years ago, you know, he played six games. He wasn't good 2 years ago. I don't know you can be outraged. Like, I think 17's fair. Like, they ranked him, you know, Cody Benjamin ranked him ahead of Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, and Geno Smith. Okay. Because here's the thing. Like, when Deshaun, I think what will be most interesting is when Deshaun is healthy and plays well, is there any residual hard feelings from the reason this dude didn't play for 2 years and was suspended and all that? And was, you know, sued for and all that. But I don't think that's what the last 2 years have been about. I think the last 2 years have been he played six games 2 years ago. He wasn't good. He played five games this year, and he was much better, but it's five games. Like, Kyler Murray 2 years ago, 3 years ago, was an MVP candidate. Kyler Murray played, what, five, six games last year, was reasonably okay, and Kyler Murray's the 21st-ranked quarterback. That at least feels consistent. Whether you think Deshaun should be high or not.
I don't know, man. It's really difficult to judge Deshaun based on what he's done so far.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't put him that high.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I don't think we should be upset by it. Because
I'm not upset by it. Who the hell cares? It's a...
Ooh. Tiger almost got out of the cage.
It's a list.
I mean, I think we do care. Like, I think this kind of stuff, the perceptional stuff, matters when there's some connection to the player, and I don't know we're unilaterally there yet. I really appreciated Deshaun for that Baltimore game, and I appreciated it more after I found out how hurt he was. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that was – like, I thought if Deshaun had played in that Baltimore game and then rattled off three or four more games where he just was – you know, you beat Pittsburgh, that's another feather in your cap – maybe you go out west, have a couple more wins. If Deshaun never gets hurt or doesn't succumb to that injury for the season right there, I think that Baltimore game would have been the turning point in his relationship with Browns fans because he immediately went out with an injury. I mean, it was like we had one day of gloating on Deshaun. And then Tuesday, we were all cut down like we said something stupid into a microphone and Keith recorded it. Like we were chopped down by the assassin that was Lady Luck and the football gods. And I do think that has impacted how we think about Deshaun. But like, yeah, you the one thing, and it's so funny, man, like on one hand, the one thing you can't really defend is guys who are accused of things off the court that are heinous or suspended for things that are heinous off the court. But the other thing that we just don't have a tolerance for anymore when it comes to the big picture stuff is injuries. And it's funny because like Joe Burrow being ranked behind Brock Purdy, if Joe Burrow played 17 games last year, there's no way Brock Purdy's being ranked ahead of Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers, by the way, is ranked, I think, 11th on this list, which is a little rich for my blood, given that he played three plays last year. But, like, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, if he's healthy last year, is a top 10 quarterback no matter what, even in his off years in Green Bay. So I agree with you. I don't think it's a who cares. I just think it's interesting to look at people's perception of Deshaun and how I do think it's no longer, oh, I hate this guy and I'm raging about what he was suspended for. And I think it's now like legitimate conversations about can this dude stay healthy? I think he can, but I don't know because there's just not a lot of evidence with his shoulder.
He didn't have the shoulder last year.
Yep.
Well, he had the injury, right? But I mean, boy, the surgery for it, coming back from it, the rehab process, all of those things we have no idea. We're in the dark about. He's in the dark about.
Well, and we just, nobody's ever had this specific injury. It doesn't mean he can't, but like this, like last year it still felt a little punitive. He wasn't good in those six games, but all the things we talked about, it felt a little more punitive. This just feels like, okay. And also, you know, my other big takeaway we haven't gotten to yet, there are at least 21 good quarterbacks in the NFL. Like, there's a pretty dramatic cutoff here, but, like, Kyler Murray's 21st. Baker Mayfield, off his best season in 4 years, was 20th. Russ was 19th. Geno was 18th. Like, any one of those four quarterbacks you can go to the playoffs with. I feel like you know, 5 years ago when we're looking at quarterback rankings, quarterbacks 18, 19, 20, 21 are ones that would be like, they'd be the guys who are like the Taylor Heinekes, and then you'd have the rookies. So it's for all this conversation about we don't have enough good quarterbacks, there's at least 21, if not 22, at the very least, acceptable starters in the NFL. I think those are actually pretty decent numbers compared to 15 years ago or even maybe 10 years ago.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.